about that.
All right. Sorry for the delay. You got delayed on the third floor. I'd like to call the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security to order. Would Lois please call the roll?
Mr. Chair?
Here.
Senator Gibson?
Here.
Senator Evers? Senator Sachs?
Here.
Senator Stargell?
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. I'd like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones. I'd like to first call Senator Gates. Thank you for waiting, President Gates, so patiently. I'd like to also announce that Senator Evers is excused. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for hearing Senate Bill 626, protecting military members from predatory lending. The bill provides greater consumer protection for our uniformed military and their dependents in dealing with consumer finance loans, payday loans, title loans, overdrafts, and credit cards. Sadly, Mr. Chairman, predatory lenders have begun to focus on young enlisted military members and their spouses, especially when one spouse is deployed and the other is left home here in Florida. Credit cards and short-term loans, often marketed by these lenders as a quick way for military families to get ready cash, carry interest rates of 150%, 200%, up to 501%, and charge prepayment penalties. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that military members are being charged twice the rates by these creditors as ordinary citizens are. Military members are, of course, required by the uniformed services to pay their debts and support their families. So when these extraordinary interest payments come due and the borrowing spirals, military personnel who've been victimized find their duty status, their potential promotions, even their continuing military careers in jeopardy. This bill tracks the Federal Military Lending Act by capping these credit transactions at 36% annual interest, and requires oral and written disclosures as well as prohibiting prepayment penalties. Putting a lid on predatory lending is supported by all of the uniformed military services and by the Florida National Guard, who understands this bill and has been assisting me in the preparation of the bill. It's also been developed in conjunction with the Office of Financial Regulation. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gates. Senator Sachs has a question.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. President Gates, what this basically does, in a nutshell, is to provide for enforcement of a federal law that already affects federal banks and financial institutions already in the state of Florida, and also provides that protection for state institutions and banks, sir.
Senator Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Senator Sachs, that's exactly what the bill does. If an institution or an entity is found to be in violation of this act, if it were to become law, the bill would grant authority to the Department of Financial Regulation to issue a cease and desist order, to file an injunction, or impose administrative fines. And these are the standard enforcement mechanisms that are already in practice by the Office of Financial Regulation. But you're exactly right. The bill tracks the federal legislation, applies the federal legislation to our state banks as well, and creates an obligation on OFR to enforce the law and to exact penalties if necessary.
And if I may, with a follow-up, Mr. Chairman, would the state penalties be consistent with the federal penalties for state institutions, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Sachs, the penalties would be consistent with the enforcement measures that are already in place at the state level, but the federal law is actually going into effect now as we speak, and so therefore how it is enforced by the federal courts and by federal prosecutors, if there's a federal case, is probably yet to be developed through precedents. But in theory, they would be enforced in the same way.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir.
Okay, do we have any other questions from the committee? Do we have any appearance cards? No appearance cards. I'd like to bring it back to the committee. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And looking at the analysis, it talks about the need for Division of Consumer Finance to hire two additional FTEs to absorb the added duties. And in this committee, we focused a lot on trying to make sure that employers are incentivized to hire veterans. And I'm hopeful, and I know I got on somebody last week about whether they were, whether Visit Florida was employing a veteran in the contracting that they were doing to market something for the Veterans Affairs. And so I hope that if it can't be in the bill that to the extent possible a veteran is hired, that that is something that that agency focuses on to run the program under your bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, you're exactly right. That's what we should be doing. You have my commitment that I will personally meet with the Chief Financial Officer to convey your views and mine. And a veteran will have even more reason to make sure that this legislation is enforced. It works a real hardship on our military members. And thank you for that suggestion, ma'am.
Thank you. See another debate. Would the Administrative Assistant please call the roll?
Senator Evers? Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Thank you. And by your vote, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 626 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator, thank you for this wonderful bill, and thank you for being here to present it yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Shows that, yes. Did I say yes? Okay, good. It shows your commitment, not only as a senator, but under your leadership as Senate President, we led the nation in being veterans friendly, and I know a lot of people would be eternally grateful for your good work there too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, please turn to tab 2, Senate Joint Resolution 778 on homestead tax exemption, spouses of combat-related disabled veterans. I'd like to turn the chair over to Senator Gibson.
All right. Senator Altman, you're recognized to explain SJR 778.
As you know, we have in present law the ability to give property tax exemption to disabled veterans. This bill is simple. As it stands now, once that veteran passes away, suddenly their spouse is straddled with a full tax bill. This simply allows the benefit to pass on to this veteran's spouse doesn't strap them with a heavy burden of paying those taxes.
All right. Thank you. There is one amendment. Would you like to take that up now before we do Q&A on the bill?
Yes. This is more or less a technical amendment. It just cleans up the language as it relates to the date that the amendment goes into effect, if passed by the voters.
And that is Amendment 102-162 by you, Senator Altman, correct?
Yes.
All right. Is there any debate on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? No public testimony on the amendment. Is there a debate on the amendment? Seeing none, shall the amendment adopt it? And we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions from members on the bill as amended?
I have a question.
Senator Sachs.
Thank you, Chairman Altman. The question I have is this now has to become part of the Constitution because it deals with property taxes. Is that so we pass it and the Senate and the House passes it. And it becomes a proposal for, or what is the next step after we pass this in terms of its the process of affecting property taxes for the state?
Well, you're 100% correct. Anytime we change property taxes in any way, shape, or form, it must be done through the Constitution. The Constitution is very strict in allowing us to tax one of our constitutional rights, the right to own property. Often I get inquiries about serious problems with our tax structure, the way it's implemented. And unfortunately, there's really nothing we can do as elected officials because the Constitution is pretty much sets all the framework of which we how we implement property tax. This would be the only way. I'm sure if we could do it any other way that we would. Just a note I thought was interesting. You remember, gosh, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago now? When we had 11 constitutional amendments on the ballot.
Right, right.
When the lines were backing up at the polling places.
Right.
And because there was so much on the ballot. Just about all of the constitutional amendments went down that year because people just got overwhelmed, except for all the veterans-related constitutional amendments passed. So there's great public support for our veterans. It was everybody thought it was an outlier. People went in there and just voted against them all. But the reality is they did pick out the veteran items and voted in favor of them.
So if I could, Madam Chair, if I could have follow-up. So once we pass this, and then it goes on the ballot as a constitutional amendment to be voted on by the people, it will then make it law that if a combat wounded veteran dies, that his discount or the waiver of a certain percentage of his property taxes, which coincide with the percentage of his disability, would inure to his wife, the unmarried spouse. Is that
what?
You want me?
Well.
Yeah,
if you have a 50% discount in your property tax exemption, and your spouse who's a veteran passes away, you'll still maintain, but now you pay 100. Now you mentioned the implementation. I know one of the amendments, the amendment that we passed today, clarified the start date, and it moved it up to January 1 because we wanted this to be able to go into effect by 2017.
And the bill is applicable to the spouse if they do not remarry and remain in the house, correct?
That's right.
Okay. No matter who moves in, right? Okay. All right. We have a couple of appearance cards. Colonel Mike Prendergraf, Executive Director, Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The department waives its time in support of this.
Thank you. And we have Martha Cleaver, Florida Association of Property Appraisers.
We waive our time in support of the bill as well.
Thank you. Any debate, members? Seeing no debate, Senator Altman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
And with that, Lois, please call the roll on CS for SJR 778.
Senator Evers. Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Stargell.
Yes.
Senator Gibson.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
By your vote, CS for SJR 778 is reported favorably. And now, Senator Altman has one other bill here, which is Senate Bill 816 on homestead property tax discount for disabled veterans. And Senator Altman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chairman. And this is the implementing legislation for Senate Joint Resolution 778. This really answers the question that Senator Sachs brought up. If I'd been a little bit quicker, I would have been able to answer it then, but it basically is the implementing legislation. The bill establishes in statute that ad valorem tax exemption on homestead property for combat disabled veterans age 65 or older may carry over the spouse of the veteran if the veteran processes his or her spouse predeceases his or her spouse. This bill takes effect on the same date as Senate Joint Resolution 778 if it is approved by the electors in general election by 60%, which is required by the Constitution to have an overwhelming vote of support. And that's the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there questions? There are no amendments. There are no appearance forms. Any debate? Oh, sorry. Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Altman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Madam Chairman.
Having waived his close, Lois, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 816?
Senator Evers. Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
And
yes.
By your vote, Senate Bill 816 is reported favorably. And I will turn the chair back over to the chair.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks. Well, I was going to introduce Frank DiBello. I think I saw him in the office audience earlier. He's the president of the Florida Space Authority, but he slipped out on me. He was here. I think that concludes our business. Any other comments or discussion? Senator Stargell moves we rise. Thank you. Thank you. I know.